Okay, we're up to the Beis Amud Aleph, towards the bottom. The Gemara's question was the Am Aretz. We have two parts of the Braisa. We have the Bala Bais. He instructs a guest to go out to the field and malakate a te'ena, to malakate figs. The question was, who is the Bala Bais and who is the guest? The Gemara says it's davar pashut that the guest is a chaver, because he cares, he wants to know if he's mechuyev to take off meiser. The question was, what about the bala bais? So the Gemara said that the bala bais we certainly know that that's what the bris, the differentiates between the bala bais that's a chaver and the bala bais that is an amoritz. When the bala bais is an amoritz, then the guest has a suffix. And when the Bala Bais is a Chover, then we have a Machloikis. Either it's 100% certain that the Bala Bais was not Mafrish, or it's 100% certain the Bala Bais was Mafrish. The issue we discussed yesterday is, do we tell the Bala Bais to do a minor Avera so that his friend should not violate the major Avera? So the Gemara assumes that the guest is a chover, because the guest, he cares to know what he should do. But then the Gemara says it can't possibly be, because if we look at Ava Seifa, let's read from the words 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, Daflama Bezim and Aleph, Ava Seifa, Rebbe says, Nirin Divarai, Me Divrei Abba, my words appear to be correct in place of my father. Mutav Shiyach Shudu Chaved Mutam Shaloi Min Hamukuf V'yal Yachilu Le'amei Ha'oretz Tevolim. It says clearly that it's better that the Chaver should do a small Aver and be Mafresh Truma and Maisa Shaloi Min Hamukuf than cause Yad Le'am Ha'oretz to do a major Avera and eat Tevel. Am Ha'oretz, my boy Hassan. But what's the Amoritz doing there? Didn't we just conclude that we're dealing here with a chaver, the guest, the chaver, not Amoritz? My boy Hossam, what is he doing there? The Gemara says here, Amoravina, Reisha, and Chanami, that's what we're up to. Reisha is Amoritz, Shamar, Lechaver. Sefer, Bechaver, Shamar, Amoritz. The Sefer, the first case, is going very simply where we have an Am. Reisha refers to where the Baal Habayis is an Amoritz. The Baal Habayis is an Amoritz. And the Amoret says to the Chaver, go out to the field and take for yourself a basket of fruit. So we have a suffix. Did the Amoret, was the Mafresh Meiser, yes or no? Fine. That was the Reisha. The Seifa, where the Baal Habayis is a Chaver, is going where he instructs an Amoret. You'll ask me if he's instructing the Amoritz. The original question has been reinstated. The Amoritz doesn't care. He's not coming to ask any shailas. Save a bechover shomali Amoritz, but the chover acher shomali. There is a chover who's listening in. He's eavesdropping on the conversation. So, in other words, the chover is the balabais. He is the host. And he says to his guest, the guest is an Am Ha'aretz. My guest, the Am Ha'aretz, go out into the field, and here's a basket, and collect for yourself 2 pounds of fruit, and keep it, take it home, and do what you want with it. So being that the Chaver said, take this basket, which holds exactly 2 pounds, we know exactly the Chaver, who is the Baal Habayis, is exactly how much the guest is going to take. So the dilemma is, if I know exactly how much my guest is going to take, will I go to the next step and set aside my sir for 2 pounds of fruit? What's the dilemma? On one hand, the poor guest is an Am Ha'aretz. If I don't set aside Meiser, my friend the Am Ha'aretz will certainly be nichshel in a terrible avera of eating tevel. But in order for me to prevent him from being nichshel in this avera, I will have to do a small avera of bimafresh Meiser sheloi min hamukuf. I'm going to set aside Meiser in my dining room, in my kitchen, for fruit that's out in the field. You're not allowed to be mafresh lechatchila Meiser from one location here for fruit that is in a different location. That is the dilemma. But who is the guest? The guest is an Am Ha'aretz. who is listening, who is eavesdropping on this conversation? A chaver. So now the Amoritz goes out to the field. The Amoritz doesn't know from the Mahalach. He doesn't, he's not interested in it. The Baal HaBayis told me to take a basket and take 2 pounds of fruit. So he goes out to the field, he takes 2 pounds of fruit, and he goes home. Who knocks on his door 5 minutes later? This chaver, another person, his name is Yehuda. He's a chaver. He happened to hear the conversation. He knows that the Amoritz went out to the field and was malakeh, ate the basket of fruit. And he now goes into the home of the Amoritz. And the Amoritz says, "Oh, welcome. Thank you for coming to my home. Would you like some fruit? I just got this fruit from the Baal HaBayis. He told me to collect 2 pounds of fruit with this basket." So the chaver knows the whole situation. So now the chaver, who eavesdropped on the conversation, he wants to know if he is allowed to eat from the fruit of this Amoritz, which is not really the Amoritz's fruit. It's the fruit the Amoritz has because he was gave it out, received it as a gift from the Baal HaBayis. Who is the chaver? And the chaver told the Amoritz, take exactly, precisely 2 pounds of fruit, so we know exactly what the shear. And here we have the machlokes between Rebbe and his father, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, when you have a dilemma of preventing your friend from doing a severe avera at the expense of you violating a minor avera, which path do you take? So that's what the case is. Seifa b'chover she'omar la'amoretz v'chover acher shaymai. Rabbi Sava, the opinion. So this chaver, this other chaver, can eat from the Amoritz and does not need to do anything further. Because it's not the Amoritz's own personal fruit. The Amoritz received this fruit as a gift. And who gave it to him as a gift? A chaver. And the chaver knew exactly how much he was giving. And therefore he had the opportunity to set aside truma, to set aside ma'aser. And that means, according to Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, the chaver did certainly violate a small avera to protect the Amoritz from doing a larger avera. And therefore the next person coming along can eat. Fine, okay. The vada isur ma'aser. Ahu chaver kama ilave. The first chaver ilave. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Imer. I mean, that's according to Rebbe. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says lo yoichal, no such thing. Actually, aser. Rabbi Shimon, the father, says no. The father of Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, says the chaver may not lo yoichal actually aser. Why? Because according to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, a person would never do even the smallest avera, even to protect your friend from doing a larger avera. It's not your problem. It's not my business. The Amoritz wants to know the halacha. Let him go learn the halacha. It's not my fault. I have to take care of myself. A person has an obligation, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, your first obligation is to protect yourself from being nichshel in an avera. And Rebbe, his son, said to his father, "I think my opinion is better than yours. It's not right. And now we understand why it says Am Haaretz, because indeed the Chaver is giving an Am Haaretz a gift, and the Am Haaretz not coming to ask any question. The one that's coming to ask the Shaila is a person that's listening in on the conversation and now has an opportunity to partake from that food. He needs to know what to do. Okay, now the words B'mai come, what's the Machlokes? Like, it's the more just reviews the concept. Rebbe Sava. We said this really 10 times. The point of the word brings it out. It's preferred for a chaver dila'avid who isura kalila to violate a lightweight sin, the loyla evid amoretz isur rabba to prevent your friend the amoretz from doing a great sin, eating tevel zechi of misa bidei shamayim, separating meiser shaloi min hamukuf, separating in your kitchen for what you have in the field. That's not a a chorus, Misa de Shemayim, it's not even a loisase, it's not even an asay, it's a takana. So it's not as severe.
The stuff in the field is harvested already? It's still growing.
Yes, it's harvested, it's ready to go. We're more really talking about Achilles Arayim. I will show you, it's not really hard. I take it back, it's not harvested. He's now going to harvest it now. And that's why the Gemara says Achilles Arai and Achilles Keva. So let's assume, go out to the field, harvest. Go out to the field, it's not harvested, leak it and collect it. So the question is, I know that in 5 minutes you're going to harvest, so in 5 minutes I'll be mafresh on your behalf. Meiser in my home. I'm not going out with you to the field, and I know you don't know the halachas, you're not maritz, you don't know what you're not going to do anything. I will on your behalf. That is the question. The question is, do we have a right to assume that the Baal Habayis, who is the chaver, will be mafresh on behalf of this guest?
Yeah, but yesterday we learned that we were talking about Tua, that you can't be mafresh before it's harvested.
Right, so here it means you're going to wait 5 minutes. You're not, right, so here you're correct. You cannot be mafresh the mice while it's still attached to the tree. You are correct. And he's telling him the leakate. He's telling him to gather, which would seem to mean he's telling him to harvest. So I guess what it means is, in 5 minutes from now, I know the chaver knows that in 5 minutes from now the fruit will be pulled off the tree and we put in a basket.
So we have
a right to assume that this is what's going on. Let's say he has a watchtower, he has a closed circuit TV, he can see what's going on. We have a right to assume let's say he sees him walking in the field with the basket. We have a right to assume that in 5 minutes from now the guest will harvest the fruit and he'll take it, go on his merry way to his home, and the Baal Habayis will take note of this. The question now is, will the Baal Habayis go to the next step and separate Meiser on behalf of the guest? Because the guest does not know the halacha, he is an Amoritz. So that's the question. That's Machlekes Rebbe, V'loy Levet Amoritz, Isur Rabba. Rabba Shimon Gamliel Sover, no. Nichle L'chaver D'Levet Amoritz, Isur Rabba. That the Achaver would prefer. It's a very interesting expression. Nichle. He allows it to happen that the Amoritz will violate a severe halacha, a terrible sin of eating tevel, which involves penalty of Nisa B'Shemayim, the Ihu, and the Chavar himself, Afilu, Isura Kalila Loila Eved, will not violate even the smallest of it. It's a very interesting hashkafic question. A lot of Rabbanim, you know, you have to have a lot of very big issues. I remember I once took a seminar in Kiruv, and they told us, you know, in New York, it's a different type of world. In New York City, everything is very good. Out of town, they're like, I don't remember the statistics there. 2 million Jews. There are a very significant number of Jews that don't even know they're Jewish. They don't even know, all they know is that their mother is Jewish. And they don't know how to connect the dots that if your mother is Jewish, that means you're Jewish. So this goes back many years ago. So there was a very great effort made to make these people at least aware. We're not dealing over here at Kiruv. They should become a Sharon Retire Mitzvahs. You know, that's already, that's many steps down the line. But the very least, there was a desperate drive in America to make people aware that you're Jewish. Just know that you're Jewish. Why? Maybe we can save your children. Because if you know that you're Jewish, at least you'll tell your children that they're Jewish. Because if you don't know that you're Jewish in 20 years from now, we're not going to be able even to know who to deal with, who to work with, to do Kiruv. So they have these very big seminars, and they encourage people to come to a Shabbos, to some gathering. Now, how are they going to get there? They're going to drive. They're going to be Mechal Shabbos. So they ask, a lot of the very big Gedolei Yisrael, are they allowed to advertise, come on Shabbos, we're going to have a... Shabbos across America. We're going to go. We're going to make it known, and we know good and well that they're going to drive. They're going to lechal Shabbos. So the Rabbanim said, all you have to do is put a poster in teeny, teeny little letters. If you want transportation or accommodations for Shabbos, we'll provide. In other words, they're basically saying it's Hayro Asha. It's not your problem. Don't worry about them doing an Avera Chamura of being Mechal Shabbos. It's much more important that they should be aware that they're Jewish. You see such a thing that there are limits in even the modern day Paiskim, they make use of this. this idea is it's not your responsibility to worry about what they're going to do. You're trying to make it known to them you have a mission. You're not explicitly telling them to do any, even though you know they're going to do the Avera. It's not your business. It's not your responsibility. That's not your responsibility. You see such an idea over here. It's not my responsibility. I'm already going to eat tevel. My responsibility is to be true to my to halacha. All right. There are many gedarim, obviously, but it's a fascinating. It's not just halacha. It's a hashkafa, how you deal with other people. It's a very, very big thing. Kevait. You know, go touch on the thing of a person in the desert, and you only have one container of water. So watch, either if you drink it yourself, you'll survive, but your friend will die. Or you can share it, and you'll both die. So what do you do? So do you drink it yourself to save your life? Or do you give it to your friend to save him? Or do you share it so you both die? Where does your responsibility lie? It also touches upon the same issue. Right. Now we go to new sugya. This is a hard sugya. There are a lot of concepts. So we'll have to go a little bit slower. We'll try to do it as fast as we can, but it's not so easy. You have to keep cheshbon. New sugya. A person puts his erev in a tree, and the branch of the tree is above 10 tefachim. And we're going to a lot of the service in the Gemara are going to come out. We're dealing with a tree where the branch of the tree is very wide. It's more than 4 tefachim wide. So we have to go back to Masechta Shabbos. Whenever you have a situation where you have a resting place, a platform that is above 10 tefachim, and the surface is more than 4 tefachim wide, that automatically becomes a reshus hayochit. It's a given. Where do you want to be kind of shvisa? You want to be kind of shvisa on the ground, in the street, in the reshus sarabit. So you got a very big problem. When Shabbos begins, my kavana is to be kind of shvisa in the reshus sarabit on the ground, but I'm putting my bread on a nice little shelf on the tree, which is 10 tefachim tall and 4 tefachim wide, which is a reshus hayochit. You got a problem. Because I, at that moment, when the Erev is triggered, when the Erev kicks in, I cannot retrieve my Erev. My Kavana is critical. This Yisod is critical for the next two daf. My intent is to acquire Shvisa in the Reshus HaRabim. I have to, I condition that it will require Shvisa. There are two dinim in Shvisa, two separate dinim. There's a din, where do I want to be? Number two, I have to have food available in that location. Where is my food? My food is within an arm reach. My food is right there. It's on the tree. It's hanging on the tree. Where do I want my mokum to be, shvisa? On the ground, in the street. We got a problem. Problem is, you're being kind of shvisa in the reshus harabim, and your food is nearby, but it's in the reshus hayachid. Am I allowed to retrieve the food from the reshus hayachid and take it to the place where I want to be kind of shvisa? Absolutely not. That's the melacha deraisa of haitzah. So we got a major problem here of being kind of shvisa in this situation. That's why it says the Ferish, the Mishnah, no ands, ifs, buts. Ain a ruvoy erev. It's not a kosher erev. Fight up. Lamata me'asar tvachim. Let's say the erev is below 10 tvachim. A ruvoy erev. It's a good erev because it's below 10 tvachim. It's not in a reshus ha yochit. If it's less than 10 tvachim tall, even if it's 4 tvachim wide, it becomes a carmelis. Where am I being kind of shvis in the reshus sarabim? Am I allowed to travel between a carmelis and a reshus sarabim? No. But I'm only allowed to carry that. Only it's only usur midirabah. There's no iser. When does the erev kick in? When does the erev take effect? It takes effect. Bein hashmoshes. There's no iser midrabanan. Bein hashmoshes. Bein hashmoshes. You're allowed to go between the reshus hayachid and reshus harabim and the carmelis. So if the erev is on the tree, I am in kind of shvis in the reshus harabim, and my erev is on a tree, and the tree is 4 tefachim wide, but it's less than 10 tefachim tall. So my food is in the carmelis. I'm being kind of shvis in the reshus harabim, and the erev takes effect. Bein hashmoshes. You're allowed to go between a carmelis and a reshus harabim, and therefore it's a kosher erev lamata me'asara tvachim eruv erev. Next halacha, nesan b'bar. Let's say I put the erev in a pit, in the bar. I feel amik me'ami. Even if the pit is a 100 amos deep, a ruva erev. This will be for the Gemara. The Gemara is going to explain what exactly. The case is going, according to Gemara's Maskana, where the their new case, I want to be kind of shvisa on the edge of the pit, but it's not a rishus harabin. The edge of the pit is a karmel, it's a bika, it's a val. Because where do you have pits? You typically do not have pits in the street. In the first two cases of the Mishnah, where you've been kind of shvisa near a tree, you see today they're planting trees all over in the rishus harabin. Right? They plant trees in the rishus harabin, but you don't have pits in the rishus harabin. So in the first two cases of the Mishnah, what
was the last time you were in Brooklyn?
where in the first two parts of the Mishnah, the trees are, you're being kind of shvisa in the street, in the Rishus Sarabim, and you're putting the food on a nearby tree. In this case, you have been kind of shvisa in a carmelis, in a bika, and there happens to be a pit right next to where you want to acquire your shvisa, and you put your erev in the pit. Let's say the pit is 10 tefachim deep, the pit is then a Rishus Hayachid. So to retrieve the food, you go from a Rishus Hayachid to a Carmelis. Are you allowed to go from a Rishus Hayachid to a Carmelis on Shabbos? On Ben HaShemashos? Yes, Shabbos not. But Ben HaShemashos, the erev is triggered, it's mutter. Afilu me'ama eruva erev, it's mutter. If we have the maskana, three different cases. Now the war begins. Walk to 4,000 amas, an additional 2,000 amas. Correct. Now Yosef.
What? Why can't you eat the erev over the bun? You'll be in
Shusiyot. No, because where do you want to be kind? It's not a matter of eating. It's a matter of where are you being kind of Shusiyot.
No,
if you want to be in a Hanami, if you want to be kind of Shusiyot in the bar, of course it works. We're going in a case, we're going in a specific case where you want to be kind of Shusiyot, not in the bar, but on the side of the bar, on the street level. And the street level in this third case is a carmelis. And where is my food? My food is in the pit. The pit is a rishus hayachid. So we have a problem. In order for you to retrieve the food, you have to carry from a rishus hayachid to a carmelis. On Shabbos, you can't do that. But when does the eruv take effect? The eruv takes effect bein hashmoshes. Bein hashmoshes, you can't do so, and therefore it's a kosher eruv. But in a chanami, if you want to be kind of shlis in the bar, gazun tehei, that's pashat. We don't need a mishnah for that. That's, of course, it's going to be a kosher. Because I want to be kind of shvisa in the Rishus Hayachid, and the erev is in the Rishus Hayachid. So what's the problem? Of course it's going to be good. We're going to you're going in the case. Now, Yos, Rabbi Yechiba, Rabbi Yassi, Rabbi Hasi, Rabbi Rabbi Nassan, Yos, Rabbi Nachman, Gabayu, Yassi, Rabbi Karmi, Hai Ilan, the Koi Hecha, where is the tree? What exactly? We already explained the Maskan of the Gemara, of the Mishnah. But now the Gemara is going to go through the steps, and the Gemara is really, I didn't tell you 100% correctly, the Gemara is going to bring out many more details that I left out. What's the case? Hai Ilan, the Koi Hecha, where is this tree? If the tree is in a Rishus Hayachid, right, you have a courtyard, and the courtyard has four walls, and in the courtyard there's a tree, and I want to become a shvisa in the courtyard in the Rishus Hayachid, and the tree is right there. So mali lamalamalamata. So what difference does it make? It's going to be a kosher. It's in the halacha. It's going to be good no matter what. It should not make a difference. Rishus Hayachid oila al rakia. So even if it's lamala meyud, it doesn't make a difference because we're amin kind of shvisa. The makom we're amin kind of shvisa goes all the way to shemayim. It's a rishus hayachid. It's entirely rishus hayachid in every respect. The yellow dekoy. What's the answer? Then berishus haram. The case then must be we amin kind of shvisa berishus harabin. I want to be kind of shvisa not in a rishus in a courtyard, mamish in a rishus harabin. The nischavim lishvay secha the bishram. The nischavim that more clarifies. The nischavim lishvay secha. Where do you want to acquire shvisa? If my kavana is, I want to be kind of shvisa on top of the tree. Right? Just like the, where is the food? It's a nice tree, has a nice little shelf. That is where I want to be kind of shvisa, and that's where my food is found. So it should be good. The Mishnah says it's no good. Why is it no good? My kavan is to be kind of shvis in the Rishus Hayachid, and my food is in the Rishus Hayachid. El the Gemara says the case then is going to mischav in the Shvis Lamata. The case is going where my kavan is to be kind of shvis on the ground in the Rishus Harabin. And therefore, that's why it's no good. Because because I'm going from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim. That's why it's no good. My Kavana is to be Kodesh Shvi'is in the Rishus HaRabim. My bread is in the tree, and if the tree is 10 Tefachim tall, it's a Rishus HaYachid, and then that means in order to retrieve the bread, I'm going from Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim. It's no good. But here comes the next Kasha. But what's the Halach in the case where I put my bread in the tree Lamat, less than 10 Tefachim above the ground? Let's say I put it 5 Tefachim above the ground, then it's good. Why is it good? Because the tree is a Carmelis, and the tree is a Carmelis, and the ground is a Rishus HaRabim, and I'm now going between a Carmelis and a Rishus HaRabim. And the Moreh Sakasha, we have a problem. The problem is, they're really two Isur. Number one, you're not allowed to go between a Carmelis and a Rishus HaRabim. The Gemara is not addressing that issue at this moment. The Gemara is addressing another issue. You're not allowed to make use of a tree on Shabbos. That's the halacha. You're not allowed to lean on a tree. You're not allowed to put something on a tree on Shabbos. The Gezerah, you may come to pull off a branch. You may pull off a twig. You're not allowed to use trees on the Shabbos. So therefore, how can it be kosher when you're putting your food in the tree, in a situation where the tree is not a Rishus HaYachid, where the tree is a Carmelis, where the tree is less than 10 Tefachim above the ground? The only way I can retrieve my food is by taking the food off the tree. By taking my food off the tree, I'm making use of the tree, and making use of the tree is an Isser Midrabanan. So how can it be possibly a kosher Erev? The only way I can get my food is by violating it in the Rabbanan. And the Gemara at this point assumes that it's also to do so, afilu bein hashmoshos v'okom mishtamish bilon. The Gemara says that a kasha lo'olam dekaber Rishus HaRabim v'nischav in lishpois l'mata v'rebi hidya mar kol davar shum yishum shivus lo'igolzhu olav bein hashmoshos. And Achnami, that's exactly right. We need to come on to that anyway when it comes to the problem of a Carmelis. Being that it's Lamata Meyud, anyway, we have the problem of a Carmelis issue. Now, it's not necessarily a problem of a Carmelis because we can say it's a Mokum Betur. See, the Gemara didn't want to go that direction because if we go to Lamata Meyud, the Gemara can make a Doich and say the case is going where it's less than 4 Tvachim 1, then it'll be Mokum Betur, and then there's no Isra Filumid Rabbanim. But even if it's not going to be an Isra Rabbanim of a Carmelis, it'll be Mokum Betur, you have the issue of Mishtamesh Be'ilon. And now the Gemara has to tell us that since being Mishtamesh, and the Eruv takes effect Bein Hashmoshes, there is no prohibition of violating an Issa Rabbanan Kol Shul Shemisa Shavus Loi Gozra Lov Bein Hashmoshes. Amalu Rav Nachman says Yishar, excellent. Yishar means correct. Yosha, straight. This interpretation of the Mishnah is superb, excellent, on the mark. You're a straight shooter. You've given a very precise explanation of the Mishnah. V'cheinam Shmuel. Guess what? Shmuel said the same thing. He learned the Mishnah exactly the way you taught the Mishnah. We're going in a situation where you have Kavan B'Kohen Shvisa in the Rishus Sarabim, and you're putting the bread on the tree. If the bread is being put L'malam Yasara on a width of 4 Tefachim, it's a Rishus HaYachid. It's not a kosher Erev. If it's L'mata Me'asara, it's a kosher Erev. And as far as the prohibition of the Mishtamesh Bilon, and as far as the prohibition of transferring from a Carmelis to a Rishus Sarabim, being that the Erev takes effect Bein Hashmoshes, Kol Sh'osu Mishum Shavus Le'igoz Jolor Rabbonon Bein Hashmoshes. Amulei, so he said to him, Yes, that's certainly right. It's a Shavus. That's the Gemara saying. The Gemara explicitly saying that. It's a Shavus, and that's why it's not a problem. Amulei, Pasrisu ba kulehai. So he said, Pasrisu means to interpret. Did Shmuel really interpret the Mishnah at kedei kach? So the Gemara says, why did he ask such a question? Inunami chachi ko pasrisu. Why are you so surprised that Shmuel interpreted the Mishnah like this? You yourself just gave this interpretation. Rav Nachman said a chiddush. They said to him, excellent. Guess what? You were mechaving to Shmuel. So really? Shmuel? In other words, he seemed to be saying like, that's not a good answer. For me, it's a good answer. But for Shmuel to say such a shot in the Mishnah, I'm surprised. So why are you surprised? If you yourself are willing to interpret the Mishnah in such a fashion, so why are you surprised that Shmuel said this? El hachi amar, hachi amule. What I meant to say to you was kiv'itu le bigimara, to be established this as part of the tradition. In other words, not just nice answer, but he put, this is the formal answer. In other words, different, we're not really familiar with these ideas of the Gemara. It's part of the shir. It's part of the curriculum in the yeshiva. Sometimes in yeshiva, you know, there's a formal limud. This is part of the official teaching of the Mishnah. And then there are certain things, you know, beside shiurim, beside chidushim that came out in the shir. But it's not part of the curriculum. It's not part of the tradition that's handed down from Rebbe to Talmud. Is this pshat that the person that kavanah to become a shvisa, the rishus harabim, and the areas in the tree, and we differentiate between lama lamata, and we bring in this concept of ein isser shvus ben hashmashos? Is this gemara? Is this what Shmuel officially taught the talmidim, that this is the one and only pshat in the Mishnah? Amarlu, in yes, this is the official pshat in the Mishnah, this is the Gemara. And I know it's a little bit hard to understand this idea. Let me just see, there is no Rashi on this, if I'm not mistaken. There is no Rashi, and how do they translate here in the Gemara? Kvatim be Gemara, the Farshas, the Mishnah, Kalema, Lebetmiya, Amrzos, Elohai, Yitabe, Neim, Lashmul, Vernachm, Tzkimul, Vatim. Bevados, he translates Begamori Bevados Shekachlu Perish Mishnah with certainty. That's the Ritva. Okay, the Ritva ties the word Begamora. I told you mean the official curriculum, which means that it's not a suffix. He's 100% certain that this is the correct interpretation of the Mishnah, with the person that kavan became interested in the Rishus Sarabin, and the air was put in the tree, and the answer is yes, this is 100% the correct interpretation. Idmar Nami, Arav Nachman, Mashmul Hacha, Be'ilan Homer, Be'Rishus Sarab, Maskinon, Gevoya Asara, if it's 10 Tvachim high, V'Rachav Arba, and it's 4 Tvachim wide, V'Nishav and Lishbois Lamata, and the person that kavan became interested Lamata, on the ground, and the air is on the tree Lamala, so there's a problem of going between the Rishus Hayachin and the Rishus Sarabim, the Rebbe, but if the Erev is Lamatam Yasar Tzvachim, then it's on a car, it's in the Carmelis, or it's in the Mokin Bitur. And as far as the problem of taking from the tree to the Rishus Sarabim, which violates the Issa Drabonon of being Mishtamesh Be'ilon, that is not an issue because the Rebbe, the Yama Koldavash, and Mishumshus, Legoshlo of Ben Ashmashus. Okay? So it's safe. Okay? So we have over here Lemaskana, a basic Mahalech in the Mishnah. Mishnah is going, there are three different cases of the Mishnah. We're only really concerned now with the first two, and the common denominator of the first two is you're having Kavana to be kind of shvitz in the Rishus Sarabim. There's a Tanai, you must have access to your bread, it must be within the vicinity of your Mokum Shvisa, and the bread happens to be put on the tree. Tree is a double problem. Number one, Mishtamish Bilon. Number two, the tree may be a Rishus Sayachit, or a Karmelis, or Mokum Petur. If it's Lamala Mayud, and it's a Rochav Dalit, it's a Rishus Hayachid. That's right, you got a big problem. You can no longer go between the tree and your Mokum Shvisa. If it's Lamata Mayud, then it's either a Karmelis or Mokum Petur, so you can technically go between the tree and your Shvisa. And as far as the problem of Karmelis and Rishus Hayachid, and as far as the problem of the Mishtame Shvilon, we can put that aside because Shvus ain't goes from Shvus Ben Ashmashas. Amarava, Nu Chiddush. The tree is outside, I was saying a tremendous chidush, outside the city. Aval ilan ha'emed be besochi burushal. The ibur means the pregnancy. A woman who's, the ibur means the extent. You have a city, and when the city is over, you get a bonus of 70 and 2/3 amas. You get, because it's just like a person, or a woman who's pregnant, her body extends outwards. So this is a sugi in itself. We give you a bonus. The city doesn't really end at the end of the wall of the city, because the city has a certain extension, it's natural that part of the outskirts of the city is also associated with the city itself. 70 amas is not so much, 140 feet. It's not all that much. It's from dealing with the city. So we give that, we include a part of the city. So when do we say this halacha? If you put your Eruv, we're going to differentiate between a tree lamal lamata. That's where lashanu, everything we learned, I made chutz libur shle. You count 2,000 amas, and your 2,000 amas end out in the middle of nowhere. You're way past the end of the city. Then all you get is a small amount of area. You're kind of shvitza in the street. We're dealing with a reshusra. I'm dealing with a highway that goes between your city and the next city. And you got a tree, you got a big problem. But if you have a tree, if you have a situation where you're kind of shvitza, besoich ibur shel ir, afilu lemalo me'asara hare ze'eruf. Why? Demasa keman demal yedamya. We view the city, we view the ground as being really part of the Rishus Hayochid. We don't view the tree and the ground to be two different Rishuyos. See, until now, when you're outside of the city limits, you put down your Erev on the ground, we view the ground to be one Rishus, and we view the tree where you put the food to be a different Rishus. That's because you're already out in the middle of nowhere. You're on a desert island. You're out far away. But when you're within the city itself, we do not differentiate between the ground where you've been kind of shvisa and the tree where you put the bread. Even though technically the ground is a reshus harabim, it's a tremendous chiddush. I'm going to see now the whole gemara, it's a very hard gemara. The ground is a reshus harabim and the tree is a reshus hayachid. Doesn't matter. Since you're within the city itself, the street which the Rishus HaRabim is in Halacha in Lamedes, one and the same as the tree, as long as they're there within the same area, it's a kosher, you kind of shvisa, it's fine. With you command the area of the Mosque command the Mal Yadamya. Let's maybe just learn the Rashi. Look at the Rashi. Dibur Hamaschil. Avil Bilanam, it was Lutul Rashi, Dibur Hamaschil. That's what you require. Ibur Shalir. Ibur Shalir is about, let's say, a little more than halfway down the Rashis. Okay, Ibur Shalir, dear Maskel, kol bayis sheyesh nebesach shivim amo v'shirayim le'ir kari Ibur Shalir, parakeet san marv, Ibur Shalir is within the 70 amos of the city. Avil b'ilonay mebesach Ibur Shalir, goyim shahayis le'ir besach alpayim amo, shal'iroi. The case is where there's another city within 2,000 amos of your city. V'hoi yoreitze le'lich oid alpayim, v'yiniyach eruvah b'yoyso ir, b'ilon ha'im eid b'soich ibur shalir. So the case is, let's explain what the case is. You want to, your city comes to an end. Where are you allowed to travel until? You can travel 2,000 amos. Your 2,000 amos happens to end in the middle of another city. Okay, so we have two cities next to each other. Your 2,000 amos. So now, where does your tchum really begin? It doesn't begin in the middle of the city. It begins in the ibor of that second city. So, if you were to take a tape measure and measure from where you live until where your eruv begins, you might discover that it's 5,000 amos. Normally, you only have 2,000 amos. But we're dealing with a unique situation where your 2,000 amos, let's say you live in the middle of nowhere. You live, for example, in the middle of nowhere. You set up a tent. So you have 2,000 amos from where you live. Guess what? Your 2,000 amos end in the middle or even the beginning of a big major city. We consider that whole major city where your 2,000 amos end to be one big dalet amos. So if that major city is 10,000 amos from end to end, and I set up my tent over here, and my 2,000 amos end somewhere in the middle of the city, the whole city is considered to be like dalet amos, and then I can go to that city. I can travel. Now I want to go an additional 2,000 amos from the edge of that city. So I put my bread in the ibor in the extension of that city itself. So let's make an example. This is not the main point we need to talk about, but it's just kedai to understand. Let's say here this box is where I live. I live all alone in a tent. I have 2,000 amos. So my 2,000 amos end over here. This is a city. And this city is 10,000 amish from here to here. So I live over here, my 2,000 amish end over here. Oh, so basically I can travel from here to the entire end of the city. It's like, this is my 2,000 amish. I now want to be able to travel another 2,000 amish from the edge. So I put my bread over here, along the perimeter, the very edge of this city. That's the case here. I'm putting my bread along the Ibura Shalir, Rashi, Kigoin, Shahai Seir, Besech Al Pai Mamas Shal Iro. There's another city within 2,000 amas of your little city, where you start from. For Iro Tzilelech Oid Al Pai, I want to go another 2,000 amas, so I put my Erev at the edge of that city. So here it says, here's the point, Rashi, Afilu Lamala Measar, Vuhu Nishavan Lishpois. Even though I had kavana to be kind of shmisa on the ground, on the highway, which goes further, which would be a reshus aram deraisa, and I put my bread on a tree, above 10 tefachim, which is 4 tefachim wide, which is a reshus ayachid, it's okay. Why? Next Rashi, demasa, mitoich shehimu kefes yishuv mechitzos, ve'einoi megula, it's within walls and it's not exposed. Chazinola, we view it in halacha. Lundis, Kiman de Malya Afra, the entire thing is filled with earth. The earth goes all the way up to Shemayim. The Havi command in Ischavan Lishbais Lemala Measar. So Rashi lays out the Lundis. It's as if I had Kavana to be Koine Shvisa on the tree itself where my food is. Even though I explicitly said, I am in Koine Shvisa on the ground in the Rishul Sarabim, but being that that ground is still within the Ibur Shalir, it's as if I was Koine Shvisa where my food is on the tree, which is 10 Tfachim above. The Af Al Gav Diba the Mishnah, even though halachically, if I were to arrive there on Shabbos, and I would now want to take down the food off the tree and eat it in the ground, I would not be allowed to do so, because that would be a Malacha Deraisa, going from Rishul Yachad to Rishul Sarabim. Tremendous Chiddush, what it's saying here. Loi Motzi, you need this Yisod for the next two daf. You need this Yisod, it's reviewed over and over again. It's extremely important. Loi Motzi Shakel, the Ha'ilon Rishus Hayachid, the Tachta of Rishus Saradim, Hailuchud Vahailuchud. Practically speaking, you can't do it. But we don't need to be practical when it comes to create an Erev Tuchumin. Chazinam Lemokim Shvisaso, with you in Lomdis, the Mokim where you have Kavan to become a Shvisa. As if it was raised 10 tefachim off the ground, there's a magical, virtual, invisible platform. Okay, that is the chiddush of this little shtickle gemara. Back in the gemara. So, back to the Gemara. Now comes the Gemara's kash. This Gemara's kash is so important. It's so powerful. If that's the case, that we view kiel the mali damia, chutz libur shalir nami kevon yama rava. Rava says he said, hanoi sein eruvai. Person who puts down the Erev Yesh Loi Arba Amos, you get Dalet Amos. When you put, when you're Koine Shvisa, you draw a box. Draw a box around that Mokoim, you have Dalet Amos. Have you Lo Rishus Sayachid? Notice the Erev Yesh Loi Arba Amos, so we should view that Mokoim to be a Rishus Sayachid. And it should be good even if you're chutz li'iroi. In other words, let's say you put your air in the middle of nowhere, outside the Bura Shalir. I have kavana to be kind of shvisa on the ground in the Rishul Sarabim. And my air of the bread is in the tree, which is l'mayel miyud on dal dal dalid. We learned in the Mishnah it's no good. Why is it no good? When I have kavana to be kind of shvisa on the ground, I automatically get not just that mokoim, I get an island. The island of Dalet al Dalet. And a Rishus of Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos certainly is much larger than a Rishus. It's a Rishus Ayochid. And that Rishus Ayochid is Oil al Lerakia. And since within that Dalet Amos there's a tree, so it's as if I'm raised above the ground, and I'm in a Rishus Yachid, and the Erev, and my bread is in the Rishus Yachid, I'm going from Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid. Just like if you do this, you put the Erev by in the Burishal ear, we view it Ki'ilu, you're in Rishus Yachid, so why should it make a difference if you're not be Burishal ear? Because since Rav has said that when you Koyav Kavan, you automatically, you get a whole area to yourself. You get a mokan of Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos. Dalet Amos by Dalet Amos is like we're giving you a city with Ibur Shalir. In Lomnitz, it's the same thing. Just like Ibur Shalir is part of a mokam, a larger mokam, and that's enough to say, theoretically, that it's Ki'ilu Yad Kavan to be Koine Shvitz Lamala, and it's from Rosh Yachad to Rosh Yachad, even if you're not with an Ibur Shalir, even in the middle of nowhere, you get Dalet Al Dalet, and that Dalet Al Dalet becomes like a city with its Ibur, so it should be okay. So the Gemara shockingly says, you're right. And because the Gemara says you're right, the Gemara now is going to completely redefine the case of the Mishnah. Omar, Yitzchak Rebbe Mishrashia, you're right, you mask him to you. And this is extremely important because you need this for the next staff, everything, the Gemara is masking this, you're sorry. And it's going to come over up again and again. What then is the Pshat in the Mishnah? When the Mishnah says it's taka no good, Hocha bi'ilon hanoitel chutz li'arba amois askinon, the tree extends outside of Arba Amos for the Schav and Lishbois to be Koroi, and Yad Kavani become a Shus to be Koroi, period. So let's leave one that Gilmar and Mars Maz and Slamaskana. The case is gone, you're in the Rishus Arab, and there's a tree, a beautiful tree, and the tree has very long branches, and the branch goes, extends all the way very, very far. Let's say it goes out 6 amos, for argument's sake. Where do you have to be kind of shvisa? On the ground. Okay, on the ground. What do we give you on the ground? We give you an area of dalid al dalid, 4x4. And right on the ground is where the trunk of the tree begins. But the tree goes up, and it turns to the side, and it moves 6 amos out. And at the end of the branch, there's a nice little platform. It's l'mala miyud, and it's 4 tefachim wide, and that's where the bread is resting. So now, I can't retrieve the bread. Because for me to retrieve the bread, I have to go from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid over 2 amos of a Rishus HaRabin. If Enochinami, I'm kind of shvisa on the ground, and my Erev is in a tree, that's the Ma'ala Miyud, and it's 4 tefachim wide, and it's a Rishus HaYachid Daraisa, it's a good Erev. Why is it a good Erev? Because in Lundis, we give you Dalet Al Dalet. We give you Dalet Al Dalet, it's as if we're going to raise the ground, it's as if everything is in one big Rishus HaYachid. But we only give you Dalet Al Dalet. But what happens if the tree's branch extends more than Dalet? So in order for me now to get the bread, I have to go to the end of the branch, which is going to be higher than 10 tefachim, and 4 tefachim wide, and take it from there. My Dalet Amos only goes 4. The end of the branch is 6. So there's a space of 2 amos in between. And that space of 2 amos is a Rishus HaRabim. So for me to retrieve the bread from where the bread is located to where I have kavana to be kind of shvisa, I'm going from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaYachid over the avir of a Rishus HaRabim, which is Moishit, back to Masechta Shabbos, from the wagons, they transfer the crushing from one wagon to another wagon over the avir of the Rishus HaRabim, which is a Molocha D'Oraisa. So we have now redefined the case of the Mishnah. Until now, we thought the Mishnah was going in steps. We thought the Mishnah was only in a case where you had covered the trees from the ground. And the tree is right there, and the bread is right there. But l'mala miyudim 4 or 4, it's a shayachid. No. If that's the case, where the tree is right there, even though practically speaking, you're not allowed to take the bread off the tree, because you're going from, like the Rashi we read, you're going from the shayachid to the Rishus HaRabim, but it doesn't have to be practical. Theoretically, since you're kind of shvisa, you get a makam dal dal dal. The makam dal 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 is like a city. It's the oil al-rakiya. It's kil, you're kind of shvisa l'mala. But we only give you dal dal dal. The don't get carried away with this. So therefore, if the tree where you've been cutting the shvitz's branches extend more than dalit, let's say 6, 8, 10, and the food's going to be at the other end of the tree, and you want to be able to retrieve it, you're not going to be able to do so because you're going to be shliyachel to shliyachel over the other rishus saram. That's the case of the Mishnah. One more time the words.
What's preventing him from putting his mokum shvitz right on?
Nothing is preventing him. If you would have, if you would do it right, it would work. We're going in a case where you did it wrong. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong. Is that Murphy's Law? Whatever will go wrong will go wrong. It's even worse than you can possibly think. This is the Hecha Timsa. Hocha b'maya skinan. What is the case? B'ilon hanoite. The branch extends chutz la'arba amas askinon. V'nis chavein. Lishbois b'ikaroi. At the trunk of the tree, the root. And that's why it's not a good area, because you have no way of getting to Yerif. Now the Gemara is bothered by a technical problem. Now the word the Gemara, the Rashi explains the Gemara. We have to have to find there are two different cases. Let's go through the two different cases. What was the second case? The second case was where the branch is lower than 10 tefach. Now this is the incredible chiddush. What's going on here? Read the Rashi. We don't have time. But we now know the first part of the Mishnah. What's the second part of the Mishnah? Second part of the Mishnah is where the branch is lower than 10 tefachim, right? The branch is lower than 10 tefachim, but it's outside more than dalat amos away from your from where you koin the shvisa. I am having kavana to be koin the shvisa in the rishus harabim. I get a virtual area of dalat. Okay, I have kavana to be koin the shvisa. Where is my erif? It's on a branch. The branch extended, let's say, six amos, or maybe 10 or 20 amos, and it's lamata meyud. Ooh, lamata meyud, what is that? That's either going to be a karmelis, or it's going to be a mokum patur. Right? If it's lamata meyud, lower than 10 tefachim tall, and the area is less than 4x4, it's a mokum patur. If it's more than 4x4, then it's
not higher.
That was the second part of the Mishnah. What's the second part of the Mishnah?
Mokum patur has to be way up high.
No. Mokum patur is the critical.
Lower than 10.
Does it can be a mokum patur also can be lamala meyud, but the critical characteristic of mokum patur is it's less than dalid al dalid. But the point is, if it's lamata meyud, the branch is lamata meyud. It's no longer Rishus Hayachid. So then it says in the Mishnah, it's a good Erev. Why is it a good Erev? How in the world can I get my food? I have Kavanah to be kind of Shvi'is in this location, in the Rishus Ram over here. My bread is located over here. It's on a branch. The branch goes all the way down over here, 10 amos away. You're not allowed to walk in a Rishus Sarabim more than Dalet Amos. Carrying in a Rishus Sarabim more than Dalet Amos is an Isser Deraisa. Not an Isser Derabon, an Isser Deraisa. So, how then do we make sense of the second part of the Mishnah? So Rashi says something amazing. You know what the case is? You can travel in a Rishus Sarabim more than Dalet Amos as long as you walk. Pachas, pachas, mi Dalet Amos. So, theoretically, it's a good Erev. So look at the Mazmorz. This is the Mazmorz Maskana. It's a tremendous chiddush. What's the Mazmorz Maskana? If I have come to Kodesh Shvisa here, and there's a tree here, and the tree has a branch, and the branch extends 10 amos in the other direction, and my food is on the tree, and that branch is less than 10 amos, whether the surface is 4 tefachim, whether it's less than 4 tefachim, it's a kosher Erev. How could it be a kosher Erev? I'm having going to be kind of shvisa. A tanai in my shvisa is my food, and I can't get the food because the food is more than dalet amos away in the rishus saramim. Rashi says no problem. You can theoretically get the food by going pachos pachos mi dalet amos. Unbelievable. So that's the Gemara's Maskana, the two parts of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah: when is it not a kosher Erev? When I'm being conscious over here, and my food is on a branch that's more than dalet amos away from me, because I automatically get an area of dalet amos, and that area of dalet amos in Lundis is a rishus hayachid. It's kilu. It's rishus hayachid. But if it's more than Dalet Amos away from me, then it's outside of my Rishus Sayachit. Outside of my Rishus Sayachit. And where is it? It's on a branch, which is Lamala Meyud, that's four Tvachim wide, that's another Rishus Sayachit. So Manav Shach, there's no way for me to get, I'm going from a Rishus Sayachit, either to a Rishus Sarabim, which is the truth, or even if you want to say in Longis, that my Makam is a Rishus Sayachit in Longis, it's also a Samidarabba or Midaraisa, because then it would be Rishus Sayachit. To a Rishus Sayachit over the Avir of the Rishus Aramim.
So the first case of the Mishnah has to be Malamid.
Yes. Lamalamid. The first case must be. The second part of the Mishnah where it's good, Lamata. So Lamata, why is it good? Let me guess you, Lom Shakash, Rash Lom Shakash, it should not be good because you're being Mavir more than Dalet Amos in the Rishus Aramim. Rashi comes to the rescue, Pachas, Pachas, and Dalet Amos. And the Gemara now has a technical question. The technical question is, if that's the case, the word Lamala and Lamata is not appropriate. In other words, there's Gavoa and Namuch. Okay, in dictionary, there are different ways to describe height. There's an expression, Lamala and Lamata. There's an expression, Namuch, which is low, an expression of a Gavoa, of height. Let me see the Rashi. El Loshon Gavoa, V'Namuch. Beis Medrash Gavoa. Right? There's Gavoa and there's Namuch. What's the chilik between the pair of Gavoa and Namuch versus Lamata Lamala? The word Gavoa does not imply there's a Namuch. When something is Gavoa, it's high, that's where it is. There is nothing lower. If something is Namuch, there is nothing higher. This is a definition of height. There's a shelf that's Namuch. If the shelf is Namuch, that's it. It's Namuch, it's low. There is nothing above it. If the shelf is Gavoa, there's nothing below it. The word Lamala and Lamata have a connotation that there's a scale. I can go higher and go lower. There's one pole, and if I say that it's Lamala, it automatically has the connotation that if I would wish, I can go on that same pole, I can just lower it. Lamata has a connotation that if I wish, I can raise it higher. So let's look. In the Havamina, what was the case? I'm in Koine Shvitz in the Rishus Sarab. Right where I'm in Koine Shvitz, there's a tree. The tree is vertical, right? Trees they stand straight. The tree starts out on the ground, it goes higher, 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 higher. There's a part of the tree that is Lamata Me'asara, and there's a part of the tree that is Lamayla Me'asara. So in the Havamina, we understand, I'm coming to Shvisa in this mock on the ground, and I'm putting the bread on part of the trunk of the tree. If I put it on the part of the trunk of the tree that's Lamata Me'asara, it's okay. If I put it on the part of the trunk of the tree that's Lamala Me'asara, it's no good. Those words fit perfectly with our understanding of the Havamina, where there's a tree in the different parts of the tree. But now that you're telling me that you're not putting your bread in the tree itself, you're putting the tree on a branch which extends outwards more than Dalet Amos away from you, the words Lamal and Lamat are not the correct words. It should be a branch that's Namuch and a branch that is Gavoa, because it's two different branches. Since the whole point now is that it's extending out, it's not the correct terminology to use the word Lamala Lamata, which is Namuch or Gavoa. So the Gemara says it's not a kasha. There's one branch that extends out, and that branch turns up. So the branch that turns up, you can say Lamata and Lamala. We must Ma Lamata. What does it mean? Ma Lamala, Ma Lamata. Dehoda Zokif. In the Chanami, the words are okay. It's one branch, it goes more than Dalet Amos away from you in the Makar, and then goes up. So if I put on that one branch, Lamata, it's good. Lamala, it's no good. That is the Maskan.
Dalet throughout.
What?
And it's Dalet all throughout.
Right. That's not an issue.